Looking forward to a little bit of late night Blue Jays talk. Phone lines are open at 416-870-0590. Star 590 on the cell. Long distance is 1-888-666-0590. We're taking your calls up until 2:30 in the morning Eastern time. Love the late night Blue Jays talk. Let's start things off with Tony in Etobicoke, listening on our flagship station, Sportsnet 590, The Fan. Welcome to the late night Blue Jays talk, Tony.
Hey, Mike, morning. Thanks for taking my call again. Great game. Great, great win by the Jays. Unfortunately, another pitcher went down with an injury, Ramon Ortiz. We don't know what the situation is with him. But I wanted to ask you a couple of things in regard to this. I mean, do you think the Jays should try and give a shot to maybe Carlos Zambrano or Ryan Oswalt on the free agent market?
Who's the second one? Carlos Zambrano or who?
Oswalt, the guy that was with
Roy
the Rangers.
Oswalt?
Yeah.
He signed with the Rockies, Oswalt.
Oh, but, he did already. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
But I think Carlos Zambrano might... I think Carlos Zambrano actually signed with the Phillies.
Oh, so they're
so
both
I
signed.
Think you're 0-2, oh. Tony. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sorry.
All right. All right. No problem. Okay. And another thing I wanted to know about is regarding Ricky Romero. I mean, this guy has obviously hit rock bottom. Do you think it's like the Jays should try to figure out a way to maybe buy him out or like try and get rid of him so he can get a fresh start somewhere else, like Travis Snyder? Maybe he can, find his career back somewhere else? Or
very different situation with Ricky Romero and with Travis Snyder. There are no buyouts in baseball. You know, there's no negotiated buyouts. They're committed to paying him $20.6 million through the end of the 2015 season. Mm-hmm. So either they pay him that and have him try to work his way back, or they pay him that to go away. And I don't think they're going to do the latter.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you, Tony.
Okay.
Appreciate the call.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
416-870-0590, star 590 on the cell, and long distance, 1-888-666-0590. Blue Jays get 3 in the 11th to beat the Padres, 7-4. And I'm looking at the scoreboard here at Petco Park right now, and I'm finding it very interesting. They have a game summary here. They got the line score up, you know, like in every ballpark, and the winning pitcher, losing pitcher, save, time of the game, and the attendance. But then there's a box beside it that says game summary. And the summary is all Padres. Everett Cabrera, single walk, two steals. Jed Jerko, double RBI, run scored, first career stolen base. Volquez, three-run homer. That's the game summary, not, you know, how the game actually went. It's the Padres summary. That's what they should throw up there, but that's okay. Bo is in Toronto, listening on our flagship, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Welcome to the Blue Jays talk.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Bo. How's it go?
I just wanted to talk about Ramon Ortiz and if there's any status update with his injuries.
They haven't told us anything, and you know what? It's I'm the last one to jump to conclusions, but it's exceedingly difficult not to jump to a conclusion when you see a guy showing the trainers his elbow right where the anterior cruciate ligament is, in tears on the mound. It's difficult to imagine that they're going to come up with anything but a torn ACL and that Ramon Ortiz is likely done, unfortunately. And it was heartbreaking to watch.
And with the injury, what's his status like? Or can they release him or can they designate him for assignment?
No, you can't release an injured player. You can't demote an injured player. You can't release an injured player. He has to go on the disabled list until he's no longer injured or no longer under contract. So if it is a torn ACL and Ortiz requires Tommy John surgery, first of all, he's 40 years old. So he's going to have to decide whether or not to have Tommy John surgery, whether or not he wants to try to come back. But if he does, the Blue Jays will pay for the surgery. He will be earning his major league salary for the remainder of this season, and the Blue Jays will take care of him.
All right, and if you can you provide a quick update on Dustin McGowan?
Dustin McGowan might get called up tomorrow. You know, it wouldn't surprise me. I thought, I was under the impression that McGowan would probably join the Blue Jays Thursday in Atlanta. That didn't happen. He is eligible to come off the disabled list. He's healthy. He hasn't pitched great in Buffalo, but what's more important is that he's healthy.
All right.
And it would not surprise me at all if the move by the Blue Jays tomorrow is to put Ramon Ortiz on the disabled list and call up Dustin McGowan.
And he would come out of the bullpen, presumably?
Yes, absolutely. He is no longer a starter.
All right. Thank you.
Those days are over. All right. Thank you, Bo. Ron in Toronto, you're next on the Blue Jays Talk.
Mike, thanks for having me. Honestly, I haven't lost faith at all. I think these guys are going to come back at some point and get a 10-game winning streak on the roll here. I think tonight's the first night, so let's hope for the best in San Fran there. But my question is, has it ever been talked about, I'd love to see the when the National League teams come to our park, us to play their rules. In other words, have the pitcher hit when they're in our park and play by their rules, just to give us that feel that we could actually watch the game and watch those rules. Has that ever been talked
you know
about?
What? Jerry Howarth and I have been advocating that idea for years. I think it's the absolute right thing to do. So long as you insist on having two leagues with two different sets of rules, the best thing to do would be to have National League rules played in American League parks, American League rules played in National League parks, so people outside of New York, LA, Chicago that don't have two teams would get a chance to see how the other half lives. I think you're absolutely right, Ron.
Great. Yeah, that's all I have. So go
all right. Go. Thank you. I would do that. That would be one of the first things that I did if I were named commissioner of everything. Let's go west, shall we? Well, from here, everything's east, isn't it? But let's go north to North Battleford, Saskatchewan. Eric, listening on Sportsnet590.ca. Blue Jays beat the Padres 7-4 in 11. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk, Eric.
Thanks, Mike. It was a very exciting finish, and great that we won. Kind of too bad that we technically outscored them in the series and only won one out of three, but we'll take a win in the last game at least. And I wanted to know your thoughts on Encarnacion at third base. Your call screener told me he made an error yesterday, which I didn't realize, but I thought I thought he was better overall than I was expecting.
I think he was better overall than everyone was expecting, because everybody really forgot what happened at the end of 2011. We remember how terrible Edwin was at third base, how every throw was an adventure, and people have kind of put that in their head to say he's an awful third baseman. He was an awful third baseman, but only as far as throwing was concerned. He made some pretty spectacular diving grabs. He's an athlete, and he made all the plays that didn't require a throw. But then in 2011, he starts with seven errors in his first six games, and that's what we remember. And, you know, in 2010, he wasn't pretty either. But what happened was that at the end of June of 2011, the Blue Jays said, all right, you know what, Edwin? That's enough. You're not playing third anymore. Jose Bautista is going to come play third until Brett Laurie's ready. And that's what happened. And Edwin went to first, and he became a DH. And Bautista played third for a month and a half, and then Laurie came up and took over third. But at the end of 2011, Brett Laurie broke his finger. And Edwin went back to third for four or five games, and he was completely fine. I don't know if he even made an error. He was okay. And then he played a game at third base last year, and he was okay. And this year, it's been okay. I mean, he did make one error. It was on a throw, and he did make another challenging throw to Adam Lind in last night's game, where Lind had to make the big stretch to save it. But in the overall, he's been fine. Not going to win any gold gloves, and he made a spectacular play last night with a throw from his knees. So, he's done it about as well as I thought he was going to do it, but I had a lot more faith in him than most.
Yeah, well, I didn't think it was a disaster waiting to happen, but whenever I saw him making accurate throws from his knees, I was always pleasantly surprised. And I always knew that the glove was not going to be an issue over there. It was just the throws. But I was impressed. I thought there was a chance that this could have been a bad thing, but it worked out just fine. So that was great. And also, it was kind of fun listening to you talk to Jeff Blair about my phone call earlier this week. I was the one that called to tell you about how they were kind of jokingly hammering on you on Baseball Central. So that was kind of fun listening to you talk to Jeff Blair. He didn't totally come clean with you, though, because one of the things they said about you was he uses the term a Wilnergasm for your excited calls of home runs or whatever.
Yeah, well, Blair's said that for a while now. I knew about that. He's called that a couple of years.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard that before. But either way, you know, it's kind of fun listening to you discuss my call. So anyways, keep up the great work. I'm a big fan, and have a good rest of your morning.
Thank you, Eric, and thank you for alerting me to the goings-on on Baseball Central at noon. The Blue Jays beat the Padres 7-4-11. Mark DeRosa leads off the 11th with just a mammoth home run into left field as he says, Marine Layer this. Dave in Guelph, you're up next on the Blue Jays Talk. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call. I'm just impressed that the Jays are starting to turn the hits around again. And I just want to ask you a question about Adam Lind.
Sure.
A couple of years ago, he's hitting for power, he's hitting for average. And I just I'm just wondering, fundamentally sound, at what the approach was that he's turning his average around again, because he went for a drought for a couple of years, and what your thought is on how he's hitting again, or what's the style.
You know what? It's interesting that Adam Lind really didn't have two terrible years. He had two awful half seasons and two really good half seasons the last couple of years. And in the overall, his numbers were quite mediocre. And a lot of people, I would say 95%, if not 98% of the people who called into this program over the last 2 years wanted the Blue Jays. Like, couldn't put him on a plane fast enough, Adam Lind. But in 2000, I'm trying to make sure I get the numbers right. In 2011, at the All-Star break, he was hitting over 300. He had an OPS over 900. I believe he was leading the major leagues in RBIs, which, granted, he needs a lot of help to do. Nobody can drive in runs by themselves unless they hit solo homers. And then he just had a terrible second half, awful second half, and it brought his numbers down. Last year, the first 6 weeks of the season, he was just awful. He went down to the minor leagues, and from the time he came back from Vegas until he left, he hit 296, I think, and over 300 against right-handed pitchers, and he was quite good. But, again, the horrible start dragged those overall numbers down. So he really hasn't been awful for years. He's never put a full season together like he did in 2009. And, again, it's June 3rd over there in the East. He still hasn't put this full season together. There's a long way left to go. But Adam Lind can hit. And that's what Adam Lind is doing this year. Adam Lind's hitting, and hopefully this time he can keep it going for the full season.
Now, what do you think about maybe putting Edwin Encarnacion at third base and Brett Lowry at second base? Would that be an option at all? Or
it's an option. I don't think it's a good option. I don't think Edwin at third full-time is the right move, and the defensive trade-off with Lowry available is massive. And you don't have to worry about that so much when you're back in the American League and you have a DH. The Blue Jays only have five more road games in the National League this year, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then three in Arizona in September. So it's not as pressing a concern once Lowry comes back from the DL. Let's fit in one more. Adam is in Thornhill. Welcome to the Blue Jays Talk. Adam?
So what you mean to tell me is that you're not going to stick around for the Jays Talk till 5 a.m. until the morning show comes in?
I'm sorry. No.
Well, no offense to your radio station, but I'd much rather listen to you than the CBS guys.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know if we can get 3.5 hours more worth of Blue Jays calls in the middle of the night, but
the
I appreciate your confidence in me.
I do have confidence in you. A couple glasses of water, you'll be fine. My question is about Brett Cecil. He's been phenomenal this year. I'm really, really, really impressed. I think right now you could make an argument that he could be the early MVP of the team. He's just been that good. And I wanted to know from you, how plausible is it for him to be a starter. Now, I know he's great in the role he's in, but because with so many injuries to the starting staff, and he is a former 15-game winner, is he stretched out enough to be able to maybe give it a shot?
I don't think it's a matter of him being stretched out. I think it's a matter of the Blue Jays keeping him to one time through the order, of him not needing to pace himself, and he can go all out for 30 or 40 pitches, and he's doing a fantastic job doing that, as opposed to trying to throw 100 pitches and you know, trying to mix things up, throw this way one time through the order, but keep some stuff in your back pocket for the next time you go through, and all that stuff, and that's what has gotten him in trouble in the past. Watching Brett Cecil pitch right now, and again, I mentioned this during the broadcast, the last 37 batters faced, he's given up two hits and a walk. It's been unbelievable.
See, my perspective.
But I think really, Adam, if it ain't broke, don't break it.
Right. My only point about that was, if you look at, let's say, like Tim Lincecum, he was so phenomenal, Cy Young Award winner a couple years ago, and then all of a sudden the Giants sort of asked him to put on some muscle mass, some weight. He wasn't seeming to be comfortable in that body type. He didn't do well. Then he lost the weight, and then he wasn't really adjusted to sort of like his new old body, so to speak. And I remember with Brett Cecil, he gained some weight after that year that he won the 15 games.
Right, and then he Adam, I'm sorry, we're up against the clock. You're right, he lost a bunch of weight and he was ineffective, and now he's used to that new body and he's pitching really well. I really believe that him not having to pace himself and him only going through the lineup once are important keys to his success, and I think that that's the way that they should keep Brett Cecil going. But it's not, you know, it's not a completely horrible idea to start him. I just think you leave well enough alone. I also think we're out of time. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. Blue Jays beat the Padres 7-4-11. It's a Honda postgame show on the Home Hardware Blue Jays Radio Network. 17 innings Friday night, 11 innings tonight. But this time the Blue Jays come out on top. A 7-4 win over the San Diego Padres to salvage the finale. Mark DeRosa leads off the 11th with a home run. And six Blue Jays relievers combined to provide nine innings of two-hit shutout relief for an injured Ramon Ortiz. Tuesday, San Francisco. Josh Johnson's back from the DL against Tim Lincecum. Make sure you join us. The pregame show starts at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. You've been listening to Home Hardware Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by Home Hardware, homeowners helping homeowners with expert advice. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of Rogers Blue Jays Baseball Partnership or the Blue Jays Radio Network. Good night from San Diego.